The next thing we're learning about is making bread, either milchik or fleishik, which is asr. Okay, there's a special gzeirah d'rabbanon that you're not allowed to bake bread with milk in it or with a meat gravy or whatever, because since bread is a staple food that's used both with milchiks and fleishiks, we're afraid that you'll forget that it's milchik or bread or fleishik or bread and use it with the opposite. This only applies in making the bread itself. Once the bread is made, you can obviously put butter on bread, right? Now it becomes milchik or bread, but that's not what the gzera was, to make bread with dairy ingredients in it or meat ingredients in it. And if you do make bread, that's milchik or bread. It's also to eat. You can't even eat it with milchiks or parik. Not allowed to eat it at all. The bread is also to eat. And similarly, if you made bread with fleishik ingredients, it's also to eat. Okay, hold on to questions. What? Hold on to questions.
The States used to have bread, more cupcake dairy.
Yeah, okay. Well, exactly what we'll speak about. I used to give the hashgacha to that. Okay, there are exceptions to this rule. First exception, if you only bake a small amount that's going to be eaten that day immediately, so it's not going to be left over for other meals, you're making it specifically dairy bread for the sake of a specific dairy meal that you're having that day or whatever, or meat bread that with gravy or whatever that you're going to eat that day with fleishiks, and there won't be any leftovers, you make only a small amount, then that is that's mutter. What exactly that means, the same day, means for the meals that you're making it specifically. But if it was made in general, so if you're taking some of it and using it for that day, that's no good. Right? It had to be, at the time you baked it specifically to be used for, and only the amount that would be used for that short time. And therefore, you're allowed to bake fleishik of bread for Shabbos meals, that are usually fleishik, but if you eat a milchik of Shabbos shudis, you can't bake enough for three meals, only for two meals. So if you bake specifically a small amount for the specific meals that you're eating, whether milchik or fleishik, you can make milchik bread or fleishik bread, as long as you only make a small amount that will be used for those specific meals and not any leftover. If, however, there is leftover, you're allowed to use it in a mutter way. So if you made enough and then somehow people didn't have a appetite or whatever, it didn't get eaten up, you can save it for later and use it for another milchik meal or fleishik meal according to what kind of bread it was. Next exception. The bread is baked in a way that it looks different than regular bread. You bake it in a shape that's obvious that it's not just a regular loaf of bread. There's something special about it. So if it's made in that unusual shape, right, that shape has to be continuous through all the slices. Because if you make a little mark in the end and then you cut that off, the rest of it looks normal. So it has to be that the whole loaf looks different and every slice you make out of it looks different. Okay, so the difference remains the entire time. Okay, breads or things that are not eaten usually with a meal. In other words, cakes and things like that that are not usually eaten together with the meal, so they're never going to be eaten with fleishiks or with milchiks, and we're not afraid of eating them, that eating this bread after fleishiks or whatever of its milchik, where only the gzeira was it that you shouldn't come to eat it mamish together with fleishiks. That's why you can't make milchik or bread or the opposite. So things that are like muffins or things like that that are not normally eaten together with the meat of the meal can be made milchik. Okay, and then you have to be careful that you don't eat them in a fleishik meal. Hold on to the question. We'll probably get to them. Okay. Okay, not only does this apply to bread, but it also applies to other foods that are eaten as a mainstay of a meal, together with what's it called, meat and milk. And they are also, you shouldn't make those things milchik or fleishik, where they usually are parif. Now, if something is normally milchik, right, you make a cheesecake, it's obviously cheesecake. Something's obviously milchik or whatever. But a dish like a salad, that's normally parv, and you want to put in milchic ingredients, so you shouldn't make more salad, that kind of salad, more than the meal that you're eating. Making for a milchic meal, you can make a milchic, a fleishik meal, you can make a fleishik, but not to make a lot of that salad and use it for subsequent meals where you may end up getting mixed up and using a milchic salad for fleishiks and so on. Okay, what else? Okay, something that's where it's visibly, obviously, not pariv, like a cheesecake or something like that, is you're allowed to make, even if you make a lot of it or whatever. Same thing goes with, that's what they make burekas here. That burekas that are pariv have one, I think they're made in squares, and the ones that are cheese are made in triangle. So supposedly everybody knows that cheese burekas are triangular and parva burekas are square. No?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Are you surprised? Yes, we need a wife for to keep you in your place. Okay. Okay. Now. Okay. Now, since we said that if you bake a bread in a different shape, so it's obvious that it's milchik or fleishik, then you're allowed to do that. So what happens if you put it in a wrapper that says on it dairy, right? And you serve it from the wrapper. You don't take it out of the wrapper. You serve it from the wrapper, and the wrapper says dairy bread. So years ago, it doesn't happen anymore, but years ago, the Chaf Kei had a psak, I think from Rabbi Soloveitchik, that just like if you bake the bread in a different shape, and so it's obvious that it's milchik, you're allowed to make milchik bread, so too if the bread is wrapped in a wrapper that says on it clearly that it's dairy, you have to keep it in the wrapper and serve it from the wrapper. That's good enough of a simon. All the other poskim, Moshe Feinstein, whatever, argue with that and say that in order for it not to be also because of dairy bread, it has to be something that at the time that it's baked, since the prohibition is baking dairy bread, at the time that it's baked, it has to be that there's something different about it. But if it's regular baked bread, and then after that, you put some kind of sign on it, even if you write a magic marker on it that it's dairy, or you put it into a wrapper where the wrapper may not stay there all the time, and you may end up taking it out of the wrapper and serving it without the wrapper, that's not good enough. I think all the poskim argued on that. They relied on this psak that they had, and I was their representative in Florida where they baked these Arnold's bread that was milchik. And since they had a psak, I didn't not go along. It wasn't my psak. They had a psak from somebody, and I just had to supervise it. So I used to supervise the Arnold's plants in Florida. They weren't in Miami, they were up north in the middle of Florida. And Lamaisa, what's it called? But eventually, since most poskim held that it wasn't okay, they changed, and the Arnold's breads now, they don't give, no hashgacha that I know of gives, reliable hashgacha, gives hashgacha to dairy bread. Unless it's baked, different, that you could see that it's dairy, whatever. The only thing is that there was another reason why they were matter that. Because even though it had milk in the ingredients, okay, the amount of milk in that was batel b'shishim. It was less than 1%. It was like a 0.5%. The only reason they did it, it didn't have any difference in the taste of the bread. But by goyim, it's a mila that it says that it has milk products in it. There's milk. We really only had milk powder. A very small amount, which is mamish batel. The bread was really parv, because the milk was batel b'shishi, and more than shishi. So they use that heter also. But lemaisa, lechatchila, you can't even bake bread even with a little bit amount of milk, even if it's batel, because that was the gzeira. But they were somech on that anyway, it's really not milchik. And it's in this wrapping. So based on those two things, they were matter it. But lemaisa, I think since then, they passed many years, no reliable hechsher is matter